You're listening to SBS News.
When Eric Big Elk heard the news about Shane Warne's sudden death, the 54-year-old went and got his own heart checked.
Much like the rest of the nation, I was pretty much in shock and overwhelmed with disbelief, really, when I heard about Shane Warne, you know, succumbing to a heart attack. And the thing that really drove it home for me was that he was 2 years younger than I am. You know, you'd think that someone as a former elite sportsman, you know, he'd be fairly fit, although he's probably had a good life as well. But it just drove it home, the mortality that we all face anyway.
Chronic heart disease impacts about 30% of the population and is the leading single cause of death in Australia, accounting for 16,587 deaths in 2020, or 10.3% of all deaths. It can present as chest pains or the more life-threatening heart attack when a blood vessel supplying the heart is suddenly blocked completely. Cardiologist Dr. Warwick Bishop says it can also happen unexpectedly with irregular heartbeats when the electrical impulses coordinating the heartbeat do not work correctly.
And remember that heart attack really covers an umbrella of a couple of different conditions. So most commonly we're dealing with a blocked artery. When that artery that supplies blood to the heart is blocked and that muscle is not getting blood, it has pain. It cramps, if you like, and the individual feels that. But there are also electrical issues that can lead to a person literally dropping dead suddenly from a heart-related cause. And these can come out of the blue without that sort of same symptom.
A person having a heart attack will most commonly experience chest discomfort or pain, which can spread to the arms, neck, jaw, or back. It can last for a few minutes or come and go. Other symptoms include, but are not limited to, dizziness, nausea, indigestion, vomiting, shortness of breath, and sweating. Chest pain is the most common heart attack symptom affecting women and men, but cardiovascular epidemiologist Dr. Lee Nedkoff says women are more likely than men to experience non-chest pain symptoms.
In women, we do know that they have more atypical symptoms that may not indicate that you're having a heart attack. So things like feeling dizzy, feeling very nauseous or vomiting, having more extensive pain sort of round to your back or to your other shoulder.
She says anyone experiencing symptoms needs to call 000 straight away.
Of everyone who has a heart attack, 50% of them still die before they are admitted to hospital, so kind of essentially out of hospital. And that hasn't changed for like 15 years. So that's the group that you want to get to because they're not getting any chance to get treatment.
Health experts say coronary heart disease is largely preventable, as many of its risk factors are a result of lifestyle habits which are modifiable. According to the Heart Foundation, more than two-thirds of Australian adults have three or more risk factors, which include smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, an unhealthy diet, a lack of exercise, and being overweight. Also increasing the risk are health conditions, such as high blood pressure, mental health factors, high cholesterol, and diabetes, as well as a family history of heart disease. Julianne Mitchell from the Heart Foundation says the risk changes for women throughout their life.
There are some sex-specific risk factors for women, and these relate to pregnancy complications. We also know that premature menopause is a risk factor and that some autoimmune diseases are also a unique risk factor for women.
The Heart Foundation says 1.4 million Australians have a high chance of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 5 years, but many are unaware of this risk. A 20-minute annual heart health check with your GP, covered by Medicare, is recommended for those aged 45 and over. For Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the threshold age is 30 years and over. Some doctors, like Dr. Bishop, are calling for heart checks to become a routine medical checkup for adults.
We should be thinking about imaging people's arteries in a proactive way, a bit like we do a bowel cancer screen as people hit 50 years of age. And I'd love to see us looking at the heart at 50-odd years of age for men or 60 years of age for women, almost as a routine, unless there's a reason we should look sooner.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.